Each week, we're sitting down with the folks from Concentrate Media to talk about On the Ground IPSI. Good morning, I'm Patrick Campion, and this is 89.1 WEMU. It is a new effort from Concentrate Media to get on the ground in Ypsilanti, hence the name, and talk about some of the more positive things. Now, this isn't just shining a bright light only on positive in Ypsilanti. There are issues that are being dealt with here, but it's always centered on a solution. So they're talking to the people that really are making good things happen in Ypsilanti in the face of whatever problems we might be facing together, and we're proud to be a partner with them. Representing Concentrate Media here, my pal sitting on the other side of the table for me. Tell us who you are again and what you're doing here.
I'm Brianna Kelly. I'm the project manager for On the Ground IPSI.
Just the generic idea of what the whole concept and how you got roped into it. Give me the 30,000-foot version. It's been a couple of weeks, so people might have forgotten.
It has,
all this
stuff. So we were on break for a week, and then you guys had your Remember Drive. Yeah. So I'm just really trying to keep my ear to the ground, find out the important stories in IPSI, and we have several ways of doing that. One of those ways is our community newsrooms. Every week, we interact with people on social media, on Facebook and Twitter. And I try to get out to as many community events as I can.
Right. And you have the community newsroom. Let's chat a little bit about that. Here's a teaser after we talk about what you did this week. We'll give you some information about the community newsroom, which is coming up this afternoon.
So we have a new location this month for our community newsroom. It will be held tonight from 4 to 7 p.m., which is also a new time to try to give access to this opportunity for people who might have different work schedules. We'll be in McKinney Hall on EMU's campus in the Tower Room on the third floor.
Awesome. Or as the hip people call it, MC Kenny. All right. So the last week, I know you've been working hard on a project talking about reinvestment in Depot Town. Now, again, we can read the article at concentratemedia.com, but give me the idea. What was the genesis of this? What did you want to look at? I know you looked a lot at the history of it, but take me through real quickly how you started and where you ended up.
The idea was kind of just to chat with a couple business owners who have been reinvesting in their businesses, and it kind of snowballed from there. We had a meeting with Joe Myers of the DDA, and he told me that he had just found this folder of information with old newspaper clippings and an old packet that was meant to try to attract investors to Depot Town. So I got a lot of my history for the story out of that information that he gave me. And then I chatted with a couple of the business owners and a couple residents.
Cool. So you brought one of those business owners with you here today. I'm sure a name familiar to a lot of people from Ypsilanti and beyond. Introduce your special guest for today, please.
This is Mark Teachout, and he is the owner of Ollie Food and Spirits.
Hey, Mark.
Hello.
Cafe Ollie was a fixture in Depot Town for a while. I know you had some health issues and were even on the cusp of looking to sell it. And then, you know, like a sign from above, the space next door to you opens up, and now we've got two businesses there. So tell us just a little bit about that and talk about what inspired you to split Cafe Ollie into two.
I think that the main reason why we decided to split it into two is just basically when people walked into Cafe Ollie, I think they were a little confused about what it actually was. It was, a kitchen sink and all kind of concept. You walk in and it was, food and ice cream and beer and wine and, at one point even records. And, we did rock shows, it was kind of like a gallery. And so we just needed to really clarify exactly what we were doing. And splitting it into two so that it's very easy to understand when you walk into one side, which is called Cream and Crumb, that it's a coffee shop, an ice cream shop, and the other side, Ollie, being a restaurant and bar, that was really a big part of it, just clarifying the concepts.
What was your background there? I mean, what was your interest in this side of the business? I mean, did you have a passion for coffee? Did you have a passion for serving the community? I mean, what was the genesis there?
Well, my wife and I had lived in IPSI in the 90s, and then we moved back about 8 years ago, I suppose. And I was honestly just looking for work. I had come back into town. I had been working as a tour manager for bands and different things and came back into town, and I needed to find work. And I actually got a job at the restaurant that was in that location prior to Cafe Ollie as a dishwasher. And then a couple weeks into working there, I asked the owner kind of off the cuff if he was interested in selling the business because I thought it was a great location for a bar or a restaurant. And he was so excited to sell his business that he asked me to have a beer that night. And I had actually gotten a loan from my mother to buy his equipment and start a place there within about 2 weeks. So I went from dishwasher to owner.
Wow.
So you're an Ipsy guy that came back to Ipsy and put your roots down and invested right back in the community.
Yeah, I'm not from Ypsilanti, but I lived here in the 90s. I'm from Flint. I moved here in the 90s, and X was going to school at U of M, and then I ended up moving out to Ipsy and loved it. And I moved all over the country, New York City, Chicago, Portland, Austin, and I still thought to myself, I really want to go back to Ipsy because I loved it when I was here.
What's your take on Depot Town? I mean, I know that we hear the G word a lot, gentrification, and I know that a typical business owner is more like the guy sitting across the table from me than outside investors. So, you know, what do you see the target of Depot Town is? Is it trying to bring in people with a ton of money from all over, or are you just doing a business that you think serves the community?
I can only speak for myself, but I'll say this. You'd be hard-pressed to go into any business district in any town of our size anywhere and find a place that is it's very unique. Every business in Depot Town is privately owned. It's people who have invested with their own money. There's no corporate businesses in Depot Town. These are people who have bought buildings, you know, as far back as the mid-70s, early 70s, who are still there. Running their businesses. It's really a group of people who have really put their money where their mouth is and worked very, very hard. And it's only been a few years, to be honest, since there was such an interest or a new interest in people coming back to Ypsilanti, you know, to eat and to drink and to hang out. People have moved through some times that were really not great times to be in business.
So you see the same love that you had for Ipsy with your neighboring businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. These are people who have put everything they have into keeping businesses going. A good example is the landlord of who owns the building that houses Ollie and Cream and Crumb. They bought their building in, I think, 1979 for a very small amount of money, and it was mainly just motorcycle gangs and things like that in the area. And when they did that, they opened an ice cream shop, Miller's Ice Cream, and people laughed and said, "Are you joking? You're going to open an ice cream shop in Depot Town? This is where, you know,
the unsavories hang out.
The Hell Satans," or something was the name of the motorcycle gang. I can't remember what it was.
Nice Simpsons reference, by the way. So, Brianna, I know that you hung out with some of these business owners in Depot Town. Is that the kind of the common thread that you were seeing there?
Yeah,
this
definitely.
Love for Ipsy?
Yeah, I talked to Linda French, who owns Sidetrack, and she told me that, you know, for the amount of money she's had to invest in her business since 1979 when she opened it, it would have been worth it to just go somewhere else and buy a whole new building. But she decided to invest in Ipsy because she loves the community.
And no plans to leave either. I mean, obviously, you've just expanded. You got the two businesses going now. I mean, the end goal here for you isn't, I'm going to create something and sell it for lots and lots of money and retire to the Bahamas, right?
Yeah, it's a nice thought. I don't like the Bahamas, but like, no, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not going anywhere. When we were thinking about selling the business, like you mentioned earlier, it wasn't because I thought that, you know, I was going to cash in and make a bunch of money or anything like that. It's not realistic. I had some health problems. I'm here to stay. I'm going to be here. And actually, I have three businesses. I own the record store down the street from Ollie and Cream and Crumb called Two Jerks Records with my brother.
Are you the two jerks?
I'm both jerks now. Yeah.
Cool. Brianna, anything else that was kind of a common thread when you were talking to these people? I mean, you talked to some people going to the businesses as well. I mean,
I talked to some residents who have lived in Depot Town for a while. And the two people I spoke with, they both used to live kind of more in the thick of things when they first moved to Depot Town. And, you know, maybe it was like a little too noisy for them. So they've ventured out a little bit more on kind of the outskirts. And, I mean, they're really happy with the growth in Depot Town. And there's a reason why they wanted to live there in the first place. So it seems like, I mean, there are definitely some concerns, but overall I feel like the feelings are really positive.
Great. So if you want to see the article, concentratemedia.com. You can also find it at WEMU.org and linked over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/WEMUFM. We'd love to see you at the community newsroom again. Brianna, tell us where that's at.
McKinney Hall and the Tower Room on the third floor from 4 to 7 p.m.
And they would love to hear from you. If you have ideas that On the Ground IPSY should be covering or Concentrate Media should be covering, please let them know. Mark, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate you coming in to chat with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Patrick.
This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion.